Hey, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching in from. And today, I want to talk a little bit about some of the like common buzzwords and reasons that people seem to be investing in cryptocurrencies and a lot of crypto assets, kind of why they're pumping in some respects, because there's this kind of common formula or somewhat of a formula or a few different points that people always seem to kind of aim to and shoot to say this is why XYZ crypto is going to be valuable, and then enough people believe it and it just builds and builds and builds. So I want to talk a little bit about that today, because the market has been, I would say, not necessarily all over the place, but Bitcoin down a few percent, Ethereum down, Ripple having a nice day, a couple other cryptos having a nice day, but no necessarily cohesive up day, down day, or anything like that. So I kind of want to talk a little bit about some of what I see as interesting points that people talk to when it comes down to, hey, this is why I want to invest in cryptocurrency. And there's a lot just from getting a chance to see on Twitter, read the comments, all that type of thing when it comes down to YouTube and Twitter and, you know, all the emails that I get and all that good stuff. I get an opportunity to see kind of why people think XYZ coin is valuable, why people think, you know, this crypto is going to be the next big thing, whatever. So I would say a couple different reasons and buzzwords that people kind of use to throw money into different crypto assets. And a lot of this, I would say, it comes down to, number one, doing research on crypto assets is difficult. It is. I mean, there's no, not that many people want to sit and read a 40, 50 page white paper. Not a lot of people have the technical skills to go through a GitHub and see, you know, do they actually have legitimate code? Is this literally a copy and paste of Bitcoin or Monero or whatever fork it might be coming off of? You know, is this a copy and paste? Is there anything technically speaking that does not allow this idea to come to fruition? So rather than doing the, you know, what might be the proper due diligence, a lot of people look at specific reasoning and buzzwords to kind of justify throwing money into a crypto asset. And these are, I would say, like five different ones that I've come up with, but I would really love to hear in the comments your thoughts. If you're on YouTube or if you're on the podcast, hit me up on Twitter. But I would love to hear your thoughts on maybe some additional like buzzwords or reasoning. And this is just, I think, generally speaking, trying to get an idea of why people throw money into certain things. Because there are so many new investors that the traditional way of valuing cryptocurrency, or, you know, more advanced ways of valuing cryptocurrency, can get thrown out the window quite a bit, because people latch on to pretty simplistic things. But in a lot of cases right now, simplicity does not mean that it's ineffective. It can be really effective. So getting into some of the five reasons and buzzwords that people use to throw money into crypto assets. One of the big things, and I think this is probably the biggest thing out there, is the next, the better. So the next Bitcoin, the better Ethereum, whatever it might be. And this is typically, I would say, applies to like the top 10 coins. So, you know, nobody's going to say like, hey, you know, this is going to be the next, you know, nobody's going to say, hey, this is going to be the next Vertcoin, or this is going to be the next, you know, the next game credits or something like that. You know, maybe they might, but that's not going to have as much power as somebody saying, this is going to be the next Bitcoin. This is better than Bitcoin, or this is better than Ethereum, or whatever top 10 coin. So when you start seeing that, and I see this all the time, whether it's, you know, transactions per second, more transactions per second, it's a new type of blockchain. I see Hashgraph all over my mentions now. Hashgraph is going to eliminate the blockchain. It's going to be better. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. It's, you know, it's cheaper. It has no fees. It's instant transactions, whatever it is. The better Bitcoin, the next better Ethereum. You see Ryblox pumping right now, the next better IOTA. You see something like Verge, the next better Monero or Zcash or whatever. And then also another one kind of getting to that point too, the next or better, it's, you'll see this a lot too, not necessarily as much the Bitcoin, but like the Ethereum of XYZ country. When NEO was going through its like huge pump back from going worth like a couple dollars to all the way to up to $50, everybody was saying NEO is the Ethereum of China, the Ethereum of Asia, the whatever of, and it typically has to be a larger country for it to have any type of effect. Nobody's going to be like, hey, there's the Ethereum of Panama, and Panama is going to, you know, crush it with Ethereum, blah, blah, blah. It's typically, you know, hey, the Ethereum of some massive country that has, of Korea, of China, whatever. So those are, I see, just huge reasons why a lot of people, regardless of whether or not they're true, they'll throw money behind a cryptocurrency. Another one is privacy. Privacy is, and I think as people start to realize kind of the implications of the lack of anonymity on Bitcoin's blockchain and on Ethereum's blockchain, although Ethereum is working on private transactions, but privacy is big. And you can say, you know, your dog's crypto is private and people will throw money into it. So it's been really interesting to see people, not only just the price of things like Monero and Zcash, but Verge coming out of nowhere to basically overtake Zcash for the time being, or briefly at some point. But Verge, Navcoin, Dash has had a really strong run. So privacy has been massive. And anytime you can attach some level of privacy to a crypto asset, people get excited about it and they throw money behind it. So if you have something, whether it is a private crypto now or it's rumored to have some element of privacy, that's big. For the time being, that's definitely big. Another thing, and this is huge, this is absolutely huge, but speaking of buzzwords, partnerships with large existing companies. Some of these are rumors propagated by, you know, some of these are rumors propagated by the crypto asset or the foundation, the company behind the crypto asset. Some of these are a legit existing relationship, but anytime a crypto out there, a crypto asset, a company behind a crypto asset develops a partnership with a large existing company, expect that crypto to shoot through the roof. And a lot of people who have not put money into it yet will put money into it. So think Microsoft and IOTA. There was some kind of debate there as far as Microsoft and IOTA. And that was kind of maybe rumors propagated outside of IOTA, but think Microsoft and IOTA. You could see what that did to the price of IOTA. You think IBM and Stellar Lumens, Dragon Chain and Disney, which was an ICO, didn't necessarily have the closest relationship with Disney, but anytime you could say, oh, hey, you know, Mr. Fortune 500 company, we have a partnership, or we know your third cousin or your second cousin that works at Disney, whatever it might be, or, you know, we used to have an employee that works there. That's hugely valuable. Look at the price of Ethereum when the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance, if you weren't around when that was happening, when Ethereum was adding new companies to the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance over and over and over again, between really in the early to mid part of January 2017, that was rocket fuel to Ethereum's price. Every time there was a Cisco or a JP Morgan or whatever added to the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance, you could, let's see if I could pull it up here. So I'll try and pull it up here on YouTube. Terrible radio though. But yeah, every time there was, you know, an Accenture, you can go down the list, BNY Mellon, Broadridge, Cisco, CME Group. Anytime any of those folks, Deloitte, got added to the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance, that shot the value of Ethereum just through the roof. And that was something that, you know, if you're looking in the future, that is a big reason why people put money into a crypto asset, at least in my opinion. And it's a huge driving factor, whether or not those partnerships are even real, whether or not they have any weight, whether or not they have any impact whatsoever on the price, doesn't matter. Crypto isn't necessarily rational right now, and that's a huge reason that people throw money into a crypto asset and it just skyrockets the price. Now, another one, kind of number four on the list, I would say, is a decentralized competing version of an existing company or application. So if somebody comes out and they have an ICO for the next Facebook or the next Twitter that's decentralized, or the next Reddit that's decentralized. I mean, look at Steam. It's basically a decentralized version of Reddit. You can look at a lot of existing kind of financial applications that are coming out there on a variety of blockchain solutions. Now, those are decentralized competing applications. And that's something that it's just very easy for somebody to say, it's something that's very easy for somebody to say, whether they're talking to their friends or they're in the comments or whatever, saying, hey, this is the decentralized version, this is the crypto version of whatever company. The simpler the sale is for them, the easier it is for them to justify in their head why they're putting money into it. And if there's a direct competitor in the maybe the real world or the non-blockchain world, and there's a decentralized version of it now, that just makes sense for a lot of people, and it's a big reason why they put their money into it. And one of the last things is, I would say second and third time crypto founders. You know, there's people like Dan Larimer that have done a lot, Charles Hoskinson with Cardano. There are a lot of people that have, I would say not a lot, but there are a few people now, and it's probably going to happen more and more often, but people that have started one or been involved in one or two crypto projects previously, somebody like Dan Larimer, who, you know, worked on Steemit, worked on BitShares, and now is working on EOS. People are familiar with his work at Steem. They're familiar with his work at BitShares, and they like that, and they're automatically going to throw money into EOS because they think he can execute to be a better Ethereum or something like that. This is going to happen more and more often. Anytime somebody that is familiar in the space, their name gets attached to a project, that typically carries a lot of weight, or from what I've seen. And the reason too that I've mentioned these kind of five different reasons or buzzwords is, like I was saying before, it helps a lot of people to justify why they're putting money into it. And the easier the sale is, the more people tend to like invest in these assets, which is interesting to think about, because at least in my mind, it's just like the more simplistic the message, the more people will harp on it. And then the more investment dollars seem to go into a lot of these things, regardless of the fundamentals and the foundation of it. And I'm not here to argue the fundamentals or the foundation or the best way to value a crypto asset or how you should look at things and how things end up kind of panning out from that respect. But like, sometimes just these, even if they are not the best crypto asset, even if they don't have the best team in place or the best engineering or the best anything, if they have some really simplistic message that kind of gets out to the masses and really resonates with somebody, then that tends to perform really well in the marketplace. And you can see it with a number of cryptocurrencies now that have come out where people just latch onto them and say, wow, this is going to be the next big thing and I'm going to get rich because it's going to leapfrog whatever. You know, you can say, even with Bitcoin Cash, you can say Bitcoin Cash is trying to be the next Bitcoin, which they've actively come out and said they're the next better Bitcoin. They are the original Bitcoin, whatever it might be. Verge, privacy. Everybody in the world is commenting on about Verge right now, and a lot of that might have to do with John McAfee as well. But you have partnerships with things like Stellar and IOTA. You have certain things like Lisk and Qtum. Lisk trying to be the next Ethereum with that element, that one little twist, adding JavaScript instead of having Solidity as the programming language. There are just multiple cryptos out there that kind of have this little element of one of these elements, but I'd love to hear your thoughts too. I mean, why do you think are some of the main reasons why people that, you know, might not have the technical capacity to either run through some crazy valuation, or alternatively, they might not be able to, you know, they don't have the software engineering chops, the development chops to go through and really understand what's happening in a GitHub or the process of development. Why do those folks put their money? What is the reasoning that they use that you see most commonly? What do they put that money into, or why do they put money into a specific crypto asset like that? Would love to hear your thoughts on that. And outside of that, so I do, if you are new to the channel by any chance, I do daily videos on the subject of crypto, sometimes going over the market, sometimes going over kind of more general things like this, but daily videos on the subject of crypto, as well as YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hours, typically 3-4 times a week. I will be doing one most likely tomorrow, not tonight, not on December 27th, most likely not, but probably on December 28th. I will be doing a YouTube Live Crypto Happy Hour, so definitely join me for that. So hit the subscribe button, the notify bell. Thank you guys so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Peace.